Leslie. Welcome to our magical world of radio. Today, I prepared for you a special grab bag of adventures. Everybody likes surprises, and this grab bag is just full of them. Princes and princesses, huge lumbering giants and tiny mischievous gnomes, greedy people and generous people, different countries, and the biggest assortment of magic that was ever gathered together in one exciting surprise package. Now, let's dip in and see what's in store for us. The secret word is abracadabra. Our grab bag of adventures is called Three Times Magic and is based on the famous folk tales Jack and the Beanstalk, Rumpelstiltskin, and Beauty and the Beast. It was written especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by Paul Tripp and stars Don Scardino. I'll return shortly with our first adventure. From the beginning of time, in every country and in every language, storytellers have been spinning magic tales. A storyteller is really a magician of words. He creates hope in the hearts of the people who listen. In olden times, life was very hard for those people who worked from dawn till sunset and were almost too tired to dream of a better life. The stories did their dreaming for them. So now, let's go to England and see what happened to Jack. I'll let Jack tell you about it.
I suppose the best way to become a prince is to have a father who's a king. But my father was a poor working man. So how did I become a prince? Well, it's pretty hard to explain. Especially since I used to dream all the time and never do a lick of work. My mother doesn't understand it either. She used to call me Lazy Bones.
Jack! Jack, where are you?
Over here, Mother. I'm resting.
Resting from what, you Lazy Bones? Have you chopped the firewood?
The firewood?
Hmm.
Oh, the firewood. I knew there was something I should be doing. Oh, hi, Daisy. Got some of that delicious milk of yours handy? I'm thirsty. What problems, Mother?
Daisy, she stopped giving milk. Now, where shall we get butter and cheese to sell? How shall we live? We'll have to sell Daisy, that's what we'll do, and live on the money she brings.
Good thinking, Mother. Today's market day. Come on, Daisy. Let's see how much money I can get for you. Don't worry, Mother. Trust me to make a good bargain. Say goodbye, Daisy. With each step I took, Daisy's price went up. Halfway to market, I figured that Daisy was worth at least 100 gold sovereigns, no less.
Good morning, Jack. Off to market, I see.
Right the first time, you funny little man. How do you know my name?
None of your business, and don't call me a funny little man. I'll be happy to take Daisy, your cow, off your hands.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. How much?
These 5 beans. Oh, take them, boy. You're getting a bargain.
5 common beans for such a magnificent cow? You must be joking.
No, but these are not common beans. If you plant these beans overnight, by morning, they will have grown right up into the very sky.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always wondered about the sky.
Well, here's your chance to find out. You'll never find such a bargain again if you live to be 110.
It's a deal. Give me the beans. Daisy is yours, but I must warn you, she gives no milk.
I know. That's why I want her. I don't like milk.
Good news, Mother. I've sold Daisy.
Oh, I see you have. Tell me quickly, how much did you get for her?
You'll never guess. Here, take a good look.
5 beans? You sold our Daisy for 5 beans?
Oh, these are magic beans, Mother. Plant them overnight, and by morning they'll go right up to the sky. Mother, what's the matter? Why is your face so red?
Because I'm furious, that's why, you feather-brained idiot. I'll show you what I think of your great bargain. You see these silly beans? Well, out the window they go. There. Now, go to bed.
When I woke up the next morning, my little window was covered with leaves. I ran outside, and there was this great beanstalk reaching right up to the sky. Needless to say, I started climbing it immediately. It wasn't very hard. The leaves grew out of each side like a ladder. And when I reached the top, I saw a long, shining road stretched out before me. I walked and I walked until I came to a tall, shining white house with a wide doorstep. Well, one thing was sure. There was at least one house in the sky.
Coming!
Good morning. I wonder if you could give me some breakfast. I went to bed without supper last night, and I'm as hungry as a bear.
You're really a very disappointing young man. I thought you'd come to rescue me.
But rescue you? Rescue you from whom? From what?
From the terrible ogre, of course. One night he stole me away from my father's palace with all my treasures, and he's keeping me a prisoner here.
Well, in that case, it'll be a pleasure to rescue you. But before I do, could I have some breakfast? I'm really very hungry.
But the ogre's due back any moment from hunting. And if he finds you here, well, there's nothing he likes better for breakfast than a young man like you. The fatter, the better.
Well, I'd be much fatter if I had some breakfast, wouldn't I?
Oh, you really are very brave. Well, come in and have a bowl of porridge. But you'll have to hurry. You'll be no match for the ogre.
That was the best porridge I've ever tasted. For a princess, you're a very good cook, Your Highness.
Oh, please don't call me My Highness. It's so formal. Call me Jenny. What's your name?
Jack. As simple as that. Well, Jenny, are you ready to be rescued? All we have to do is climb down the magic beanstalk that waits down the road.
Beanstalk? Is that the way you came up here? How extraordinary.
How else can you climb up to the sky? Shall we go?
Oh, too late. Here comes the ogre now.
Oh, my. He does sound rather large.
Oh, you'd better hide. Here, climb into this treasure chest. That's where he keeps the bags of gold he stole from me. Quickly now.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the son of an Englishman. Be he skinny or be he fat, I'll gobble him up when that is that.
Oh, don't be such a silly ogre. What you smell is the delicious English roast beef that's sizzling in the oven.
Well, I could have sworn. Very well. I'll eat the roast beef instead. I'm starving.
It's not quite yet done the way you like it, but it will be soon.
In that case, I'll take my gold out of my treasure chest and count it. Nothing like counting gold to work up an appetite.
No, no, I'll get it for you. Here's the gold, Mr. Ogre. Count it. Breakfast will be ready soon.
Thank you, my dear. You're very kind. Let me see now. One bag of gold. Two bags of gold. Three. Five. Six. This counting's making me sleepy.
Psst, Jack, come out. The coast is clear.
Right. Jenny, let's get out of here.
Oh, not without all that gold. It's mine.
But I can't rescue the gold and you as well. It's too much of a load.
Well, then take the gold and come back for me tomorrow. I'll still be here.
I'll see you tomorrow then, Jenny.
The
bags of gold were so heavy, it was hard to carry them down the beanstalk. So I threw them down first and slid down helter-skelter after them.
Oh, my goodness, I must be dreaming. It's raining gold. Jack, where have you been?
Up in the sky, Mother. Where else?
Still dreaming about the sky, you silly boy. Here, take one of these coins and buy some food. You didn't have any supper last night.
Early the next morning, I climbed up the beanstalk again. When I got to the ogre's house, Jenny had breakfast ready for me.
Are you finished, Jack? It's time to rescue me, you know.
Right. Let's go.
Oh, too late again.
Oh.
Oh, dear. I do wish you'd had your breakfast before you came. Quick, Jack, hide in the cupboard and mind the pots and pans.
I hear the clatter of an Englishman. Be he fat or be he skinny.
Oh, do stop that silly nonsense, Mr. Ogre. It was only a mouse, an English one.
Oh, I could have sworn. Oh, well, is breakfast ready?
Not yet. Now, why don't I bring you the little black hen, and you can watch her lay golden eggs while you wait.
Good idea. How very kind of you. There you are, my little black hen. All right now. Lay. Marvelous. Solid gold. All right, Henny Penny. That's one. Now, two. Three. Four. Five. I do wish counting didn't make me so sleepy.
Come on out, Jack. He's asleep.
Right. Let's go.
Oh, not without that little black hen. It belongs to me.
But I can't take the two of you together. It's too noisy.
Well, then take the hen and come back for me tomorrow.
The next morning, I had breakfast before I climbed the beanstalk. Jenny was ready for me when I got there. But just as I started to rescue her...
Oh, dear. The ogre's finished his hunting early this morning. Oh, quick, Jack, into the flower barrel.
Get to it.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I hear the sneeze of an Englishman. Be he fat or...
Don't be silly, ogre. It was only another mouse.
Are you sure? I could have sworn.
Or maybe you're coming down with a cold, poor dear. Here, let me fetch you the magic harp. You listen to it while I get some breakfast ready.
How kind. Thank you. Now, then, my magic little harp, play. Oh, how soothing. Just like a lullaby. I think I'll have a little nap before I eat.
Psst, Jack.
Right, let's go.
Not before I take that harp with us.
Master, someone's stealing me.
Oh, be quiet, you silly harp. I'm not stealing you. You were stolen from me.
What's all the racket?
Come on, Jenny, let's get out of here. Ran down the road, five skips and a jump ahead of the angry ogre. And when we started climbing down the beanstalk, the ogre started climbing down too. It looked like curtains for Jenny and me. But just as we reached bottom, Mother, stop chopping that firewood. I need the axe.
What for?
Because I'm chopping this beanstalk down. There's an ogre coming after us from the sky.
Are you still dreaming about the sky, you silly Jack? Oh, and who's this pretty girl?
Mother, meet Jenny. And this is the ogre.
How do you do, Jenny? Oh, is the ogre dead?
Oh, no, ma'am. Just unconscious.
And so the king's men dragged the ogre to jail where he belonged. And the king was so grateful to me, he married me to his daughter, Jenny. And that's how I became a prince. It's really quite simple, if you find the proper beans.
When I first heard the story of Jack, I couldn't believe that any beanstalk could grow so high. So I tried an experiment. I planted some red kidney beans in the ground. Day after day, they grew higher and higher. Of course, they didn't grow right up to the sky, but they grew high enough to make me believe that maybe Jack wasn't making it all up. You try it sometimes. Who knows? Maybe your beans will be the proper beans. The magic ones, I mean. I'll return shortly with our second adventure. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. Now it's time to hop across the English Channel into Germany, where we can dip into our magic grab bag for our next adventure. This one has a poor family in it, too. But instead of a mother and son, we'll now meet a father and his daughter. Instead of a prince, like Jack became, we'll meet a young king who's just been crowned. Oh, and let's not forget the funny little man, the gnome. He's in this story also. His name is... I almost gave the story away. Because his name is what this adventure is all about. Oh, yes. The next sound you hear will be that of a spinning wheel.
Oh, Jane... Do stop spinning that wheel. It's giving me a headache.
Oh, but, Father, how else shall I turn this flax into thread?
No, my dear. Please forgive me. It's just that when I watch that wheel turning, I remember that the arms of my windmill are not turning.
Isn't the wind blowing, Father?
No, it's not that, Jane. It's just that farmers no longer come to our mill with their grain to turn into flour. They think my windmill's too old-fashioned. Old-fashioned. Why, I used to grind the finest flour.
Oh, please, don't worry.
What shall we eat? Thread? Flax? I had a wonderful dream last night. I dreamed that instead of you spinning thread out of flax, you were spinning gold out of straw.
Oh, Father, what a silly dream.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if such a thing were possible?
Of course it would.
Who can that be?
Well, maybe it's a farmer come with his grain.
And what may I do for you, sir?
Is it a farmer with his grain, Father?
No, my dear young lady. I'm not a farmer. I'm a king. Your king.
Oh, forgive us, Your Majesty. My daughter meant no disrespect.
Of course she didn't. You are a very lucky man, Miller, to have such a beautiful daughter. And a fine spinner of thread, I see.
Oh, yes. She's the finest spinner in the country. Oh, why, I'll wager if she had straw, she could spin it into gold.
Oh, Father, please. You're making me blush.
Wait a moment. Did you say your daughter can spin straw into gold?
Oh, well, I've been just speaking nonsense, Your Majesty.
One does not speak nonsense to a king.
Oh.
I have plenty of straw at the royal stables. What a marvelous idea. My treasuries run quite low. I'll tell you what, Miller. You bring your daughter and her spinning wheel to my palace tonight. I'll supply the straw.
But, Your Majesty, no one can spin gold out of straw.
Your father says you can. Is he a liar, then? I'll see you both at the palace at 8:00 sharp this evening. I'll have the straw ready by then. Till tonight, then.
My poor daughter. What have I done?
It's too late to ask that, Father. The question now is, what am I going to do?
That's right, men. Pile those bales of straw on top of each other as high as they will go. By tomorrow morning, I shall be rich.
Good evening, Your Majesty.
And a very good evening to you both.
Father, please, tell him the truth.
Would I not?
You know I can't spin straw into gold.
What are you two whispering about?
Would I?
Now, you go to work. I'll see you in the morning. And if you have not spun all this straw into gold, then into the dungeon you shall both go. Kings do not like to be deceived. Come, Miller. Good night, my dear.
Good night, daughter.
What shall I do? Oh, who are you? Where did you come from?
Out of the nowhere into the somewhere. Why do you look at me so strangely, young lady?
Well, forgive me. I didn't mean to stare.
Do you find my pointed ears so strange, or my long red beard curled like a corkscrew? Well,
frankly, I do.
Well, I don't. There is no one in this world as handsome as I. Now, to business. What's all this weeping about?
My father told the king I could spin straw into gold. And I can't.
Well, of course you can't. And your father talks too much.
Oh, it wasn't his fault. He was desperate.
Let me see now. It shouldn't take me more than 9 hours to spin it into gold.
Oh, it's impossible to spin straw into gold.
Impossible for you, perhaps, yes, but not for me. What will you give me if I do it?
Will my necklace of beads do?
Why not? I'm rather partial to red beads. Now, out of the way, please, and here we go.
Why, it's solid gold. Oh, you dear little man. Oh, what a darling you are.
Yes, it's dawn, and now I must leave.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Well, well, what have we here? A room full of gold. Come in, Miller, and see what your daughter has done.
Well, gold. I don't believe it. How did you do it, Jane?
With her little spinning wheel, of course. What a talented daughter you have.
And now, Your Majesty, may I go home?
Home? Nonsense. Today you shall sleep in a bed with silken sheets, and tonight you shall spin more gold. In you go, my dear. I've had a soft cushion put on the stool so that you can spin more comfortably. See you in the morning.
Oh, dear. Even more straw than last night. Oh, woe is me.
Not when I'm around.
Oh, you came back. Oh, you dear little man. Well, hadn't you better start spinning? There's more straw than last night.
So there is. I shall have to work more swiftly. But first, what will you give me as payment?
Will this little ring do? It's all I have left.
Ah, it's a bargain. Step back and watch an expert at work.
Quickly, it's the king.
Oh, finished in the nick of time. Well, I'm off.
Extraordinary. You've done it again. Now get some rest, my dear, while I send out my army to find more straw. And tonight, you shall work in the ballroom. Come in, my dear. Isn't this a marvelous ballroom?
But there's so much straw.
I know. But once you've turned it into gold, my treasury will be overflowing and you'll have to spin no more. And who knows? After that, I might even ask you to marry me.
Here I am again, Your Majesty.
Oh, the king didn't mean that. He'd never marry a miller's daughter.
Let's turn this straw into gold and find out. My, there's so much. I shall have to work double time. What will you pay me this time?
I've nothing left to give you.
Oh, how disappointing. I'll tell you what. I'll make a bargain with you. If you become queen, will you promise to give me your first child?
Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, very well, I promise.
Oh, what a lovely baby. Looks just like his father, the king.
You... What are you doing here? There's no straw to spin.
But there's a baby to take. Don't you remember promising me your first child if you became queen?
Oh, no. I'd forgotten. Oh, please don't take the baby. What would a funny little man want with a baby anyway?
Why, we'd play together. We're the same size. Oh, please don't weep. Tears are so upsetting.
Oh, my poor little baby.
Well, all right. I'll tell you what. I'll be back in 3 days. And if you can guess my name by then, you may keep the baby. But you'll never guess. It's a most extraordinary name. See you Thursday.
Harry, Jimmy, Joe, Mortimer, Lancelot. Oh, dear, which one of these can be his name?
I'm back from hunting, my dear.
Richard, Lionel.
Oh, thinking up a name for our baby?
Oh, yes, dear. Otto.
Speaking of names, I heard the funniest one today. While I was hunting, I heard someone singing. The voice came from a little house. I looked through the window, and there was this funny little man with a long red corkscrew beard hopping on one foot and singing, "Ha, ha, ha, isn't it a shame the queen can't guess Rumpelstiltskin is my name?"
That's it! That's the name!
Oh, come now. We're not naming the baby Rumpelstiltskin, are we?
Oh, of course not, you silly. Now off you go and have a bath and dress for dinner. I'll see you then, my brilliant husband.
Did I say something brilliant? Oh, well, I suppose it's possible. I'll see you later.
Well, have you guessed my name, or shall I take the baby now?
Not so fast. Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, you guessed it. Oh, I am so furious, I could stamp my foot.
Well, why don't you?
I will.
What you've done. You've stamped yourself into a deep hole. Oh, do come up here, you silly little man, and let's be friends. After all, you did me a great service, and I'm very grateful.
No, thank you. I'm not coming out of this hole until I can think up a new name.
Funny thing about gold. Everybody wants it. Everybody dreams about it. Did you know that hundreds of years ago, scientists used to experiment with tin and lead, hoping to change it into gold? They were called alchemists, but they never found the secret of making gold. I'll be back shortly with our third adventure. General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly.
Dapper?
For our third adventure, we have another family. Only this time it's a father with two daughters. But this time they're not poor, they're rich. Well, you don't have to be poor to have an adventure, do you? Now, let's see. Who else do we have? Is this a prince? Hard to tell at the moment, but we'll find out soon enough. Say, presto, and listen.
All right, my daughters, come and say goodbye to your father. I'm leaving now.
Will you be gone long, Father?
I hope not, my beauty.
Oh, Father, I do wish you'd stop calling her my beauty all the time. One would think I was ugly.
Oh, of course not. You're not, my dear. Forgive me.
Father means no harm, sister.
I know, but it makes me so mad.
Well, will it make you happier if I bring you back some presents when I return? I expect to get a lot of money when I sell the cargo of my ship.
Oh, you are a dear. Yeah, well, I've made a little list for you of things I should like to have.
Well, let me see it. 12 gowns. 12 hats to match, 24 pairs of shoes, 4 ermine capes, 6... My dear, if I buy you all that, I shall hardly have any money left to buy anything for Beauty. I mean your sister.
Well, you did say you wanted to make me happy, didn't you?
Yes, so I did.
Oh, it's all right, Father. I don't want you to bring me anything but one red rose.
Welcome home, Father.
Here, let me help you with all those packages.
Oh, never mind. I'll take those. They're probably for me anyhow.
Yes, they are.
Oh, I can hardly wait to see what you bought for me.
What's the matter, Father? Is anything wrong? You look so pale. I've never seen you look like this. What is it?
Here, my beauty, is the red rose you asked for.
Oh, thank you. Oh, how fragrant it smells.
And now, my children, I must go. Farewell.
But you've just come. You're tired. Must you go this instant?
Come and kiss me, my daughters. We shall probably never meet again.
Oh, something is wrong. No, Father, you're not leaving until you tell us what's happened.
Very well. It all seems like such a bad dream. I was only 30 miles from home when it began to snow very heavily. The wind blew fiercely and I lost my way. I wandered for many hours. Then in the distance, I saw a light. I headed for it and soon I found myself standing before 2 bronze doors. Nobody came to open the doors. So I pushed them open myself. Hello? Is anyone home?
You are welcome, stranger. I have been expecting you.
I hear you, but I cannot see you. Who are you?
That is none of your concern. You are wet and hungry. Warm yourself by the fire. There is a fine dinner waiting for you on the table. Eat it. Then go to bed and rest.
I did as I was told. When I awoke the next morning, a hot breakfast was waiting beside my bed.
Good morning, stranger. I trust you have slept well. Eat your meal now. Then leave. And do not return.
Well, thank you, kind sir. But before I leave, will you not show yourself that I may properly thank you in person?
Ah, alas, you would not like what you see. Now, do as I say and go.
After breakfast, I hurried out of the palace, for that's what it was. Outside, the snow had disappeared, and I found myself in the most beautiful rose garden I had ever seen. Suddenly, I remembered that I promised Beauty to bring her a rose. So I plucked one.
Ungrateful wretch! I saved your life last night and made you welcome in my palace. Is this how you repay me?
I turned and saw a richly clad man with the most horrible face I have ever seen.
Is this your thanks to me? To rob me of my roses, which I love above all else in the world?
Oh, pardon me, my lord. I never dreamed of offending you. I was only gathering a rose for one of my daughters who asked me to bring her one.
Do not call me lord. Call me beast. I detest flattery. Your life is the price you must pay for that rose.
Have mercy. I meant no harm.
Very well. You say you have daughters. If one of them will come to die in your stead, I will spare your life. But if one daughter will not come, then you must swear you will return to meet your punishment. Swear!
I swear it. And that is why, my daughters, I must leave you now.
No, you will not die. I shall return to the palace with you. Let the beast kill me, for it is I who am to blame.
No, no, Beauty. Thank you for your love. But you are young and I am old. I will return alone.
No, Father. My mind is made up. We go together.
My lord beast, I have kept my word and returned. And my youngest daughter is with me. She is called Beauty.
She is well named.
Beast, be kind to my daughter. Do not harm her.
I shall do as I please. Am I not master here? Leave!
Do not fear, Beauty. No harm shall come to you. You are too beautiful to die.
I wish to see your face. Your voice is so kind. I do not believe your face would frighten me.
Oh, if only that were so. In 3 months, you shall see my face. You are not yet ready to look upon it.
My lord beast, with each day your voice has grown kinder. 3 months have passed. May I not see your face now?
I am sorry. I did not wish to frighten you. But I warned you. Tell me truly, am I so ugly?
I cannot lie to you. Your face frightens me. It is ugly. But your heart is not.
Dare I say, I love you, Beauty. Will you be my wife?
Alas, that I cannot do. Forgive me. But I shall always be your friend.
I knew what your answer would be. And I do understand, but at least promise you will never leave me.
I promise. But first, I must go see my father and bid him a last farewell.
How can I deny you that? Very well, go then. But if you do not return, then I shall die of a broken heart.
I would never repay your kindness with such treachery.
Beauty, Beauty, these past 10 days have been the happiest of my life.
I'm glad, Father. But alas, I must go now. I promised to return to the beast within a week.
How can you possibly go back to such a horrible creature?
Only his face is frightening. He has the kindest heart in the world. And when I think of him, I think of him with love. I have returned to stay with you forever. Beast, where are you? Why do you lie there as though you were dead?
I thought you had broken your promise, and I wished only to die. But now I have seen you once again. I shall die happy.
No, Beast, you shall not die. You must live to become my husband. Once I imagined I had no stronger feeling for you than friendship. But now I know I cannot live without you.
At last, I am myself again. No longer a beast.
Oh, forgive me, handsome stranger, but I did not see you appear. Where's my beast? What has happened to him?
I am he who once was a beast, but now I'm a prince again. Long ago, a wicked sorceress turned me into a beast and said to me that until a beautiful young maiden should, of her own free will, consent to marry me, I would remain a beast forever. Then, beauty, you came, and the magic spell was broken. Once, I offered you my heart. Now, I also offer you my crown.
Magic beans, no magic spinning wheels. Just the magic of kindness and goodness. The greatest magic of all. The storyteller who first told this tale understood people. He saw faces that were not beautiful. Plain faces, homely faces, even ugly faces. He saw the pain behind those faces and tried to tell his listeners, the true beauty is in the heart. I'll be back very shortly. In the old days, as I mentioned before, people used to sit around fires and listen to stories told by storytellers. Today, instead of a campfire in a wilderness, we sit around a radio and listen. It's really the same thing. The word folk means people, and folk tales are people tales. And we're people, you and I, aren't we?
What a meaning.
Our cast included Don Scardino, Mia Dillon, Court Benson, Earl Hammond, and Bryna Rayburn. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.